Hey everyone, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super important, something that's been on my mind lately. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for this impossible image of perfection? You know, the one plastered all over social media? The one that feels like everyone else is effortlessly achieving, except for you? Yeah, I get it. Trust me, I'm right there with you sometimes. But here's the thing. Perfection is a myth, folks. It's a shiny, seductive mirage in the desert of our everyday lives. And chasing after it? Well, that's like trying to run uphill on a treadmill, exhausting and ultimately pointless. Today we're going to tap out of this chase, embrace the beautiful messiness of being human, and learn how to love ourselves, flaws and all. So let's get real for a second. There are 5 key takeaways I want you to remember as we unpack this whole embracing imperfection thing. First off, recognizing that everyone has flaws is like, duh, right? We're all walking bags of unique quirks, missteps, and maybe even a few questionable decisions in our past. Embracing your flaws doesn't mean ignoring them. It means acknowledging them with kindness and understanding. Secondly, comparing yourself to others is like staring at a kaleidoscope, mesmerizing but ultimately meaningless. Every single person you see on social media, every seemingly perfect life you encounter, has its own set of struggles and imperfections hidden behind the curated facade. Remember that. Thirdly, perfectionism can be a sneaky beast. It masquerades as ambition and drive, but it often ends up crippling us with self-doubt and fear. You know that feeling when you overthink everything, second-guess every decision, and constantly feel like you're not good enough? That's perfectionism whispering in your ear. Fourthly, embracing imperfection is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-compassion. There will be days when you slip back into old patterns, days when the voice of self-criticism gets louder, but that's okay. Just keep practicing, keep showing yourself kindness, and keep moving forward. And finally, remember this. Your worth isn't defined by your achievements, your looks, or how flawlessly you navigate life. Your value lies in your unique experiences, your genuine connections, and the kindness you bring to the world. You ever have one of those days where you feel like everything is going wrong? You spilled coffee on your favorite shirt, missed a deadline at work, and then got stuck in traffic for an hour? Yeah, I've been there. But here's the thing. Those days happen to everyone. Remember that friend who always seems so put together. They probably have their own share of oops moments. Just because we don't see it on social media doesn't mean it isn't happening. The beauty is, when you embrace imperfection, those little stumbles become less daunting and more like opportunities for growth. Instead of letting a spilled coffee ruin your whole day, maybe you use it as a chance to laugh at yourself, order a new latte, and start fresh. So, what can we take away from all this? First, remember that imperfections are not weaknesses. They're part of what makes us human and unique. Second, ditch the comparison game. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your progress, no matter how small it may seem. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. And finally, remember that your worth is not defined by your flaws or achievements, but by the love and light you bring to the world. All right, listeners, time for action. I want you to do something right now. Write down one thing you're holding yourself accountable for, something you think makes you imperfect. Then, rewrite it in a way that embraces its beauty, its uniqueness, or even its humor. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Use the hashtag #TapOutOfPerfection, and let's start a conversation about celebrating the beautiful messiness of being human. See you all tomorrow for another dose of Tap Out of Overstimulation. Remember, life is too short to chase perfection. Let's embrace the journey together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.